Lord, I keep so busy praising my Jesus.
Born in Philadelphia in 1926, bassist extraordinaire Charles Biddle revolutionized the jazz music scene in Canada. Biddle's ancestors were slaves in the southern U.S. They moved to the industrialized North after the Civil War ended. During World War II, Biddle fought in the United States Army. At that time, black soldiers in the U.S. military were confined to segregated units and limited to second-rate postings. Disheartened by the racial discrimination he experienced in his country, Biddle left for Canada in 1948. He believed Canadians were more tolerant toward black people. Biddle settled in Montreal, in the province of Quebec. At first, it was difficult to make ends meet. He worked as a car salesman during the day and played his double bass in smoky nightclubs after dark. Charlie Biddle also toured the province, bringing his jazz band to small-town Quebecers who had never heard this style of music before. In 1979, Charlie Biddle produced a three-day jazz festival, despite critics who believed jazz wasn't popular in Quebec and his show was doomed to fail. But Biddle's production was a success, and it sowed the seeds for Montreal's annual International Jazz Festival, currently the number one jazz extravaganza in the world. Charlie Biddle will also be remembered for his popular nightclub called Biddle's, the epicenter of the Montreal jazz scene during the 1980s. Some of the best musicians in the world played here. During his career, bassist Charlie Biddle performed with big names, among them Oscar Peterson, Oliver Jones, and Art Tatum. Charlie Biddle, an institution in Canadian jazz history, passed away in 2003.